News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to get caught up with some things going on in the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen on hand. One thing that I've noticed on the daily reports last few weeks, there's been sort of an uptick in criminal mischief cases, and I know it's kind of run the gamut, but to me it seems like another invitation for our listeners to continue to be observant, and maybe we'll catch somebody.
Definitely. You know, this, with summer comes an increase in criminal mischief and also some burglaries involving vehicles. And so we want people to just remember to be really vigilant, look out for your neighbors. You know, if you hear something, see something, report it, and, you know, keep an eye on your neighborhood and your friends.
We are a few weeks into the summer vacation season. Another reminder about neighbors helping neighbors, too.
Definitely.
Also, with the rain gone for the time being, that means the temperatures have gone up again. Combine that with all the humidity around, not a good situation to leave children and pets in vehicles.
Definitely not. The temperature's on the rise, and even though it may even feel cool outside at times, that inside of that car gets very hot very quickly. So, you know, to leave a child in the car or a pet in the car, if it is 75 degrees outside, within 10 minutes, that inside of that vehicle can reach 100 degrees. And then in 30 minutes, it can get up to 120 degrees. So what might have been a quick trip inside the store could turn into something a little longer and can be detrimental to, you know, kids, pets, and elderly that are left behind in the vehicle.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, you've issued a news release, I believe it was yesterday, reintroducing an officer to the department.
Yes, we want to welcome back Officer Mike Watson. He was with us for 15 years, and he retired, and then he decided he wanted to come back, and we are so glad that he did. We are also wanting to congratulate Carrie Beeson, who will be promoting on this Friday to the position of sergeant. So congratulations and welcome back.
And I see every once in a while y'all are always looking to recruit new officers.
We are accepting applications for the position of police officer. So you need to go online at bryantx.gov, and in the right corner you'll see job opportunities. Make sure you look at all the qualifications and the benefits that come with that position. The deadline to apply is August 12th, 2015, and those qualified applicants will then receive a letter in the mail along with a packet for a personal history statement that they have to turn in when they show up for the test, which is on August 22nd.
And finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 1400 block of Beck Street, which is 30 miles per hour near Ridgedale, and the 3000 block of Briarcrest, which is 40 miles per hour near North Earl Rudder Freeway.
That's our update with Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen on News Talk 1620 WTAW.